Hooray! Gia here. Thanks for joining me for the Creative Spiritual Journey podcast, where Judy and I share our thoughts about this journey we call life. I promised I wouldn't talk about seasons as much in this podcast. That is true. Still, the impetus for this podcast is based on the seasons. So I'm cheating a little. The Holy Week of Passover is April 22nd through April 30th this year. Like Easter, the date for Passover is based around the equinox and the moons, but there's something else going on with the Jewish calendar and how they set up the months, which pushed Passover and Easter away from each other. The point is, all this moon stuff and celebrating holidays got me thinking about Passover. And while considering the Passover, I found my topic for this week's podcast, and that is the bitters. Traditionally, bitters are served with the Passover meal. It is said that bitter herbs represent the bitter trial of slavery the Jews experienced in Egypt. This is a great analogy, and I want to talk about it more in a few minutes. But first, I want to say that personally, I doubt that bitters were added to the Passover meal to make the analogy. I suspect they were already part of a traditional meal, and that the analogy was added later. This is because I suspect that bitters have been a part of the human diet since Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden. That's how important I think they are to the human diet. And while I can't prove this, there is certainly evidence that the Egyptians have been eating bitters for centuries, as well as evidence that bitters have been used in many other ancient cultures. So with the Passover coming up, it's the perfect time to talk about bitters, because now, in the spring, the little green leaves are starting to come up out of the ground, and eating seasonally, or let me say trying to eat seasonally, has become a passion of mine. In our current society, it's very difficult, but I personally believe it's a wise way to eat, and I used the word wise deliberately here. Wise as in wisdom. Listen to this quote from Doctrine and Covenants 89, known as the Word of Wisdom. Verily I say unto you, all wholesome herbs God hath ordained for the constitution, nature, and use of man, every herb in the season thereof. I love this little phrase, the season thereof. Contemplating and wondering about that little phrase is actually what sent me on this whole seasonal journey I'm on. But the question is, can we do that? Can we eat every herb, meaning all kinds of plants, in the season thereof? I'm giving it a try, and bitters is a good place to start for many reasons. There are lots of different bitters, and they are great for our body all year round. But right now, this is the season of bitter greens. Think kale, mustard greens, collards, turnip greens, radicchio, chicory, and endive. But you might say, Gia, why would I eat something bitter? And I would say, remember that spoonful of medicine your mother tried to give you when you were a child? Bitter are nature's medicine. The number one use for bitters is for digestion. Poor digestion is the starting point for many maladies. You could be eating healthy foods but not absorbing the nutrients. Yet bitters do more than help digestion. Here is a quote from herbalist Maria Noel Groves. Bitters single-handedly turn on your GI tract. This is done through peristalsis, the wave-like motion that moves everything, saliva, enzyme production and excretion, stomach acid production, bile production and excretion, and thanks to peristalsis, bowel movements. Indirectly, bitters also benefit liver function and detoxification, lower blood sugar, reduce cholesterol, alkaline skin conditions, and fix some cases of heartburn and reflux. And get this part, it's really cool. Bitters have a remarkable ability to modulate weak or excessive appetite and weight as needed. stimulating a weak appetite and curbing cravings, especially for sweets, and making healthy food more appealing. I love that. Bitters can stimulate a weak appetite, but they can also curb sweet cravings. That's amazing that a plant can do that. All this from little green leaves that start growing in the spring. But if bitters are so important, why don't we like them? Here's what I think. I didn't read this anywhere. This is my humble opinion. Sugar, salt, fats, these are all things we need, but are hard to find in nature. So we have evolved to crave them, look for them, hunt for them. Bitter has traditionally always been easy to find. It was everywhere. We had to eat it, whether we wanted to or not. But bitter has been hybridized out of most of our food. Why? Because we wanted our food to taste better. Apples, carrots, and broccoli, just to name a few, are not nearly as bitter as they once were, or in some cases, they aren't bitter at all anymore. An article I read from the Herbal Academy explained that traditionally, the wealthy consumed most of the sweet, salty, and savory foods that were available without realizing that the peasants left with the bitter foods were keeping their bodies in healthier condition. I think that's interesting. The article goes on to say that the bitters deficit has taken its toll. An unchallenged liver may contribute to diabetes, heart inflammation, and fatty infiltration of the liver. So we aren't doing ourselves any favors by only eating foods that taste good. And while we're on this subject of taste, I just have to say that beer and coffee are extremely bitter and people love them, which proves that while bitters may be an acquired taste, it is possible that we can not only put up with them, we can even enjoy them. So my suggestion this spring is that you find a way to include bitters in your diet. You can add them to salads, smoothies, or take them as tinctures from a bottle. My personal favorite is chamomile tea. If I only steep the tea for a few minutes, chamomile is sweet. But if I steep it for 5 minutes or more, it gets bitter. Note, this only works for me with loose chamomile. It doesn't seem to matter how long I steep a pre-packaged chamomile. It doesn't get bitter. I don't know why, but that's my experience. I love to drink it after dinner because it's so relaxing, but I could just as easily drink some bitter chamomile before dinner. Recently, I have been experimenting with dried artichoke leaves as a way to stimulate my digestion before I eat. These are the actual leaves of the plant, not the part you buy for dinner. Let me tell you, artichoke leaves will test your ability to consume bitters. Over the years, as I've been trying to figure out how I want to eat, I have often said, I don't eat food because of how it tastes. I eat food because of how I poop the day after. Don't get me wrong, I love good food, and I believe we can have good food and good mobility at the same time. But I am sharing this because it shows my recent mindset. In my aging body, I want my food to work for my health, not just my taste buds. Thus, I am learning to enjoy artichoke tea. One trick that helps is to add some aromatic herbs such as ginger, cinnamon, or cardamom, which pair well with bitters. Before I go, there is one more thing I want to discuss about bitter. You didn't think you were going to get out of this podcast without a vocabulary lesson, did you? One of Merriam-Webster's definitions for bitter is distasteful or distressful to the mind, galling. We use bitter to describe lots of things besides taste, a bitter sense of shame, a bitter death, bitter enemies, bitter complaints, bitter contempt, bitter wind, bitter tears. But here's what's cool, and how all this ties back into the Passover. Our bodies can digest our bitter thoughts and experiences as well as our food. I truly believe that's why bitter herbs are part of the traditional Passover meal. Not only do they represent the bitterness of slavery that the Israelites experienced in Egypt, but they also provide part of the answer in dealing with it. A healthy, well-functioning digestive system will help you digest the bitter experiences that are a natural part of life. I learned some of these ideas from Louise Hay and her book, You Can Heal Your Life. She talked about our small intestine digesting our thoughts and our colon releasing unuseful ideas. But she didn't mention that bitters were helpful in this process. I came up with that idea on my own. It just made sense to me. But while preparing for this podcast, I thought I should check and see if anyone else was talking about this idea. And after doing some research, I found a really cool naturopathic doctor named Bridget Somine. I'll include her link in the show notes. I don't know anything about her except what I found on her website, but I was so excited because she totally validated my idea. Here's what she said. The science on the gut-brain connection articulates how stress and emotions, and I'll add bitter thoughts, influence digestion, and how imbalances in the digestive tract can also impact mood. She goes on to say, fortunately, there's a treasure trove of tools that can help you facilitate the digestive process, be it physiological digestion or emotional digestion. She goes on to talk about breathing and massage, and then, lo and behold, she talks about bitters. She says, herbal supplements may include those that relax the nervous system, but which also have a digestive effect. Typically, these include bitter and/or aromatic herbs. Although each person will have their own specific needs, some of my general favorites are chamomile, lemon balm, lavender, valerian, mugwort, catnip, and fennel. So there you have it with someone with more authority than me. Bitters can help digest bitter thoughts and feelings. Does this idea sound weird? I totally believe it's true. The mind-body, and I like to add spirit connection, is a real thing. And of course, how we treat our body is going to affect our mind and spirit, and vice versa. So literally, if you are struggling with bitter thoughts, feelings, or emotions, add some bitter herbs to your life, activate your digestion, and you will better digest whatever is going on. Those are my spring thoughts today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. And if you would, take a few minutes to leave us a 5-star review. And I hope you find joy in the bitter this spring. Namaste.